Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review some Transformers Cyberverse. Josh Perez draws his first Transformers comic book cover, and guess which Transformers voice actor received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Society of Voice Arts and Sciences. Today is Friday, November 15th, 2019, and this is episode 155 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that is brought to you by Happy Meal Toys 1 and 5. Check local stores. I'm Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast, and I am joined today by the excellent Transmissions team. Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo!
And Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
How are you doing?
Good. Let's talk Transformers. All right, so today we have got no Charles with us. And you know what that means.
That means that he's still stuck up in Alberta.
He's doing no work. And that means that the inmates have taken over the asylum. And I guess I'll just skip this first bit, all this stuff, and just get right into the show. No, I guess Charles would be very upset with me if I did that.
He gets upset when we move it.
That's true.
And I'm like, we have a valid reason to move it.
We have a donation section. We don't have any new donations. Jeremy, why don't we have any new donations?
Because, I don't know, people just don't love us as much as they should.
Oh. So there's a reason they should love us, but they don't know it. Yoshi, what's the reason Jeremy's referring to, why they should love us, but they don't?
Well, because...
All right. You heard it here. There is no reason you should love us.
Yeah.
No, we're not. In fact, take your money back. Let's just drop the Donatreon
shtick. Let's not go that far.
Whoa. Yoshi's been removed from the show.
Good night, everybody. It was nice being...
So, yeah, if you want to donate to the show, you can. You can do it via Patreon, or you can do it via PayPal. Just go to our links in the show notes there. You can donate there. Is there a script for this? Should I be reading a script, Jeremy?
There isn't
a script. Perfect. All right.
Just transmissionpodcast.com/support.
Here's the thing, Daryl. Our show only survives due to the generous contributions of our listeners, our donators, if you will. Without their continued funding, without continued new funding from new donators, we can't go to conventions. We can't report on the latest news. We can't afford to pay Mike pennies to edit every show. So it is desperately important that you open up your wallets and then take out a loan, because there's probably not enough money in everybody's wallets so that we can keep this show alive. We need your money. You need us to talk Transformers. It's the circle of life, people.
Oh, boy. Hakuna Matata. All right. We have merch to sell, too, so if you wanted to help us out and donate to us, but not really donate to us, just kind of like buy some shit and then give us some money that way, so you actually got something for your money, other than, you know, hours and hours and hours of entertainment.
Doesn't cost anything more.
Exactly. You can go to our site, transmissionspodcast.com/shop, and you can find our merch there. We have all kinds of crazy crap. Jeremy, are we selling mugs and stuff, too?
I have a mug with one of our designs.
Crazy crap. Awesome. All kinds of stuff. You need to...
Phone listen, cases.
Are can you I get an ashtray? God
no.
damn it.
You can get an Android phone case and use it as an ashtray.
I would do that if I could get a BlackBerry one.
Do you need to consume liquid? Are you a human being that needs to drink H2O to survive? Well, we supply containers that hold liquid for you to consume. They're called cups and mugs. We sell them. Buy them from us.
Daryl, I can't afford to buy a new mug after I've emptied one and drank all of its contents. That's going to cost a fortune. What is the selling point for these mugs?
Well, we sell glass ones, and the great thing about glass mugs is that they are washable, which means they are reusable. Great for the environment, and much better.
Gives my wife something to do.
Well, yeah. Oh, we lost all our female listeners. Did you hear that? but yeah, no, they're great. So go check out the site, buy some shit, send a dime or two our way. Also, while you're there and you want a t-shirt or you want some crazy designs, go over to TeePublic, and visit our site there. But we also have our friend of the show, K-Girl, who's got some really great stuff over there. User/superstar K is her site. All right, well, let's get into the show. This is a lot of BS stuff that nobody really wants to listen to or care about. Let's go into some comic book news. All right, so first up in comic book news, we have a solicitation for Transformers issue number 15. And not really anything about the book, which is good. We don't really talk about solicitations, but we wanted to talk about this because it's about cover A, and that is being done by
by who?
This is being done by Josh Perez, our favorite Bumblebee enthusiast, and mostly known for doing colors for almost his entire career. But he's been given the opportunity to do a full-fledged cover here. And I'm looking at this thing, and I am very impressed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Our boy Josh, he's got some skills.
Look, I've been reading this book by Walter Isaacson about Leonardo da Vinci and he's going through this chapter about how to spot frauds or fake da Vinci paintings. I'm inclined to believe this is a fake cover because I do not see Bumblebee.
Oh, you think that he should be hidden somewhere in the cover?
I feel like if Josh had the opportunity to do a cover of a mainstream comic book, Bumblebee would be there.
You're looking at Bumblebee right there. It's robots in disguise. He looks like Megatron.
Oh, they just switch bodies.
This is why, Jeremy, you get paid the big bucks.
Josh, this is really impressive.
It is.
I'm really into this. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the other two covers are going to be for this issue, but pencil me in for picking this one as my pick for this issue.
Yeah, well done, Josh. Way to set the bar.
Yeah. Well done. I hope you get some more covers work. Who did your cover? Who did your colors?
Pretty safe bet. He did his own, but
yeah,
he should have gotten Josh Bertram to do it just to have, you know.
Oh, a Josh and Josh.
All awesome Josh.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. So that's the first bit of news. Second, there's two little bits of news about Galaxies issue number 4. One, we've got a sneak peek, so that usually means it's a little bit of art here and there, and this is exactly what it is. It's a sneak peek of some art from Livio Ramondelli, so it shows off the Constructicons in a preliminary piece of artwork that he's been working on, and then we get some finished artwork from the book, so you get to see the whole team there standing in one of the panels or pages. So that looks really good. And lastly, we have a cover for issue 4 of Galaxies. And this is from Christina Antoinette Neofrostu. I don't know how to pronounce that last bit.
Neofrostu.
Sure. And this is really kind of clever. This is an 8-bit, 16-bit, probably 16-bit cover. And it's got Shockwave holding Devastator in his hand. And I think this one is just very clever. I feel like it's referencing something from an early 90s video game. But I can't place it. But yeah, I really like this image. Wondering if somebody in the comments has it. Anyway, I think that's a really cool cover. I don't think it looks like it's going to be a retailer incentive. So yeah, it's it doesn't say where, but it's a really cool cover.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize it was 8-bit until I clicked on the thumbnail.
Like, is know, it down, 8 or 16? Tell. I think it's 16.
It's, whatever. It's pixelated. Pixel right. art.
Right. That's it for comics news, though. Let's move on to our review. All right. In our review this week, we are not talking comics. No, no, no. This is going to be a review that I kind of steer, and that usually means that everyone kind of presses fast forward on their Walkmans. I don't know what are people listening to this podcast on? Your car? Alexa, fast forward to next time code. We are going to review Cyberverse Season 2, Episodes 6 to 10. And we're picking 10 because Episode 10 came out this week, so it's available on YouTube for you Americans. First off, we've done this prior to this episode count. We did Episodes 1 to 5 when Episode 5 got released to YouTube. That was, I'm going to guess, 5 weeks ago. So take a look back at that and see if you need to catch up. Obviously, these are going to be a bit spoilery. So if you haven't watched them yet, take a look at YouTube if you're in the United States and watch them. They're very quick. Obviously, we've talked about them before. They're 10 minutes long. You can pound through these really fast in just under an hour. You get all 5 episodes done and get yourself caught up. If you haven't watched any of Season 2 yet, I highly recommend you do that. This has been a very good season, in my personal opinion. But we're going to start off with Episode 6 here. This one is called Dark Birth. And this one here, we're going to talk a bit lightly on it because I don't want to get into too detailed, because again, they're only 10 minutes long, and I think if we were to talk real detail, we'd essentially just tell the whole story, which is it's taking away from the actual viewing of the episode. So the main bullet points of this episode, it starts off and kind of revisits the moments from the first two episodes of the season where Megatron beats the hell out of Starscream and throws him off the ship, and you kind of see him dead. But this episode starts off and he comes back to life. And the first thing he sees is Cheetor standing on top of him, or above him, giving him not really any kind of, you don't see any kind of power transfer or anything like that, but it's just Cheetor seems to be responsible for bringing him back to life. So Starscream lives. That's really the main point of this episode. He comes to the point where he finds where the Allspark is, and he calls all the Seekers to him, as he is the former leader of the Seekers, as Megatron has at this point passed the leadership of the Seekers to Slipstream. The other major point for Starscream in this episode is that Starscream uses the power of the Allspark to bind the armor to him, and I believe it's some kind of construction vehicle. I'm just looking here at it to see if I can tell. It's like an excavator or something like that that gets kind of bonded to him. Essentially, he turns yellow with the armor, but he's pretty strong. That's the gist of the episode, but the episode does end on a bit of a, not really a cliffhanger, but a revelation. Starscream is using the power of the Allspark to create a bit of a family for himself, and those children, as he's going to call them, are Scraplets, and that's something that's going to play a pretty big role in upcoming episodes. On to Episode 7. This episode is titled Parley, and this one starts off with a bit of a an introduction or reintroduction to McAdam. We saw him a few episodes in Season 1, and we see him once again here as we see a bit of a flashback of Megatron and Optimus talking in the bar, and just sitting in a booth discussing politics amongst themselves. The episode itself does center around a meeting between Megatron and Optimus, kind of neutral territory. Megatron lands his ship fairly close to the Autobot base, and then they set up a secured location, a bit of a room of its own, in between both locations, where Megatron and Optimus can take a seat at a table and kind of just discuss how they're both going to handle Starscream, this new threat. Or no, they don't know about Starscream yet. Sorry about that. They want to handle the AllSpark. They want to figure out what they're going to do about that. The kind of entertaining part of this episode kind of centers around the fact that each Decepticon and each Autobot kind of pair off with each other, and they do seem to kind of pair off into groups that have similar qualities to each other, and it's fairly funny. So you've got a bunch of the teams outside, you know, essentially enemies talking amongst themselves. But you do have, at the beginning of the episode, you have a bunch of them still inside the room with Megatron and Optimus, where tensions just continue to rise until Megatron and Optimus both throw the other Autobots and Decepticons out of the room. The episode continues. There is an interesting meeting between Wheeljack and Shockwave, but that kind of foreshadows a later episode. Slipstream comes upon Windblade near the end of the episode, and she is trying desperately to find somebody throughout the episode to tell about Starscream, because nobody knows, and Soundwave is not having any of it. She comes upon Windblade later, and just as she's about to tell them about Starscream, Slipstream is killed, and that is the second death in this series that is doesn't appear to come be reversible, as Cheetor kind of confirms that she has rejoined the AllSpark. We're going to go on to episode 8, and this is called Starscream's Children. I kind of teased this before. This is about the Scraplets. This episode starts off as a bit of almost like a horror movie. You've got the Autobots in a strike squad or a strike force kind of invading the Decepticon ship, and all they find are immobilized Decepticons. Everybody is out of commission, but they aren't dead. They're just in a stasis. They're just frozen in time. Even Soundwave and Shockwave and Megatron, they're all just frozen in inanimate pose. And you learn that it's the Scraplets that are doing it. They are just pulling the Energon out of them. And you find Starscream sitting in Megatron's throne, or captain's chair, or whatever you want to call it, surrounded by his Scraplets. And they attack, taking out Optimus and revealing his matrix of leadership, which I believe is the first time we've seen that in this episode, in this series. We're left with essentially Hot Rod, Bumblebee, and Cheetor. And this group of youngsters essentially are left to kind of take care of everything. What ends up happening is Cheetor is left by himself at the end, and he fights Starscream for control over the ship and the AllSpark, and does in fact knock the AllSpark out of Starscream's control. And when that happens, it releases the immobilization power, or whatever the control is, whatever you want to call it. It basically gives life back to all the immobilized robots, and they all come back to life. And they all go their separate ways. Episode 9 is called Spotted. And Spotted has to do with, you see, the episode starts off and it shows a bunch of scenes from season one. And you're looking back on it and you're thinking, wait, I've seen these scenes before. Is this a replay? And no, it's not. It's actually scenes from season one that you're seeing from different angles. And you're noticing that Cheetor has actually been watching them the entire time. And that's actually really interesting to get that look, because you've seen all this stuff before. We do get to see Cheetor just kind of where he's been and what he's been up to. We check in on Starscream, who is still surrounded by his scraplets, even though he's essentially been de-armorized. He's not depowered, but he doesn't have that really cool, powerful armor. This episode was definitely not. It's not as. I don't know. It's a good episode, but it's not as exciting as some of the previous ones. But it's definitely more of a Cheetor based episode. And the last one on our list here, this is episode 10. It's called Secret Science, and this one is very much a Wheeljack and Shockwave based episode. It starts off and you have Shockwave and Wheeljack. They have met up in the desert. Shockwave is showing, or Wheeljack is kind of spying on one of the scraplets that is out there. Shockwave shows up and they start talking about something, and then Shockwave kidnaps Wheeljack. Once he regains consciousness, he realizes that he's back on the Decepticon ship and he's a prisoner. Shockwave shows him that he has Bumblebee, and that if Bumblebee is going to live, Wheeljack needs to do whatever he says. So he's going to basically have Wheeljack help him out with some problems that he can't figure out, and then they're going to release Bumblebee. It turns out that Wheeljack is more than happy to be on the Decepticon ship, because anything science is just right up his alley, and he's really excited about all this other cool stuff. He even notices some similarities between Shockwave's inventions and his own. It's actually a very entertaining episode. Wheeljack is a very boisterous character in this series, and it's really quite fun. So he is able to re-engineer some of Shockwave's weapons to free himself. The Bumblebee aspect is non-existent when he finds out that Bumblebee is no more than a hologram. The episode ends with a fight between Windblade and Bludgeon. Windblade is still really upset with Bludgeon after Bludgeon is the killed Slipstream back in episode 7. So we end that there. But yeah, so that is episodes 6 through 10. I'm going to open it up to the floor. Jeremy, why don't you take it from here and let me know what your thoughts are on Cyberverse episodes 6 through 10.
I think, on the whole, I think this is a pretty fun little arc. I agree with you. Spotted is probably the weakest one of the bunch. It just kind of, the momentum kind of slowed down. I liked getting the background, but I don't know. It seems like episode 10 was a natural follow on from episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that they're using the Transformer Prime model of scraplets.
Oh yeah.
They're so cute, and then they're terrifying at the same time. And I don't know, this show just continues to be more fun than it has any right to be. I'm still really enjoying this show. And it just, you wouldn't expect to see like an episode about negotiations and stuff in a kid's show. And here you have an episode with Optimus and Megatron basically sitting at a table talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have other stuff happening, but you know, that's the main point. But I don't know. I'm really enjoying all of these, I think Secret Science was probably the most fun. That's episode 10, just because Wheeljack, I'm enjoying him, and seeing how he's basically Shockwave's equal on the Autobots in terms of intelligence and stuff, and just seeing him kind of how he got out of the situation and then help out Windblade, which I'm not sure exactly why she went on her own to confront Bludgeon, but whatever. I don't know. I thought it was a, these are just all so much fun, and they're only 10 minutes. So it's like, you don't really even spending a lot of time watching them. It's just so easy to consume.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've found that Wheeljack is just he's a kook. He's just a crazy inventor. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of good stuff that he's invented over the years, but he makes mistakes and they show it in the show. So we had one in the first arc, the one to five.
He has all these ideas and not all the ideas actually have good results, but
yeah. Yoshi, your thoughts on Cyberverse?
Yeah, Daryl, let's be completely honest here. You know, since the beginning of this series, and I'm not going to beat around the bush, but with all of these episodes, I have yet to watch a single one, so I can contribute nothing to this conversation.
All right. Very good.
Do you have YouTube, Yoshi?
I do have the YouTubes.
You should check them out.
Believe it or not, I myself am actually on one of the YouTubes.
Your daughter would probably get a kick out of it.
This is not the first time you guys have told me that, and I just, you guys know I'm a busy person. I just got to carve out the time for it, and since it's not G1, it's really hard for me to carve out that time.
Gotcha. All right, then. Jeremy, how far have you gone? Are you just at episode 10?
I am. I have, through my daily motions, I have gotten all of them. I just haven't watched.
Gotcha.
I haven't watched past episode 10. I did notice that my PlayStation View DVR does have 11 and 12 available on demand.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. You know, episode 10 might have just aired, but they do have a couple more.
Cool. Well, I think for the remainder, because there's only 18 episodes in the season, we may go for episodes 11 through 14 and then 15 to 18 just to kind of even out the rest when we do our next little review. For our listeners out there, let us know what you're thinking of Cyberverse Season 2 specifically. We know that Season 1 was almost a complete 180 from where we are right now. It was
practically a different show.
Yeah. But where are you feeling on Cyberverse Season 2? It's, are you liking it? Is it too childish? Is it, is there too much above the heads of the younger listener or readers, watchers? My goodness. Let us know. And that's it for the review. So let's move on to Transformers Media News.
All right. The first thing, basically, we have two music things here. Hasbro has been putting out these like Sing Along Saturdays, and they have a new one that just came out on the 9th. Sing Along, wait, the 9th is this? Oh, Saturday. We're recording on Saturday. It threw me off. This one is a Sing Along to Stronger with Ars and Jimmy Necco. This is part of that Transformers rollout thing, which honestly, I haven't listened to this. But, it's probably like the others with, it's a karaoke thing. The one I want to talk about here is Hasbro's Epic Soundtracks, Transformers Prime Music Video Part 2. This came out last week, and it is a video of Transformers Prime, but with the background music by Brian Tyler. And as a huge fan of the show, really, the soundtrack was great. It was one of the best parts of the show, in my opinion. So I would just encourage people to check this out. You know, it's just that epic instrumental It's not your G1 music, but it is. It fits the show perfectly. Next thing we have is a new Transformers game that has been announced. This is Transformers VR Battle Arena. And it is a multi-person, location-based VR experience. So, essentially, this is not going to be for your, you know, Ocular Max or whatever. This is, you're going somewhere and doing it. It's a four-person PvP. I'm not sure exactly how it works out. We don't have anything other than the picture. But if you want to check it out, it will be shown at the IAAPA Expo in Orlando, November 9th through 22nd. So if you happen to be at that expo, check it out and let us know what you think. Also, the screenshots here are just kind of the very evergreen versions of the characters. But
what kind of system is this not for?
Ocular Max?
No.
Huh?
No, that's a toy company.
Oh, sorry. What is it?
You mean Oculus Rift?
Oculus Rift. Yeah, that's
there
it.
There you go.
It's been a long day. But it won't work on your Ocular Max either.
No, it won't.
All right.
Next thing stinks on this.
Yeah, the next thing we have here is the Transformers Trading Card Game Wave 1 Energon Edition. We haven't really talked a lot about the trading card game. They come out with cards and stuff, and on the other podcasts really kind of cover that much better than we've been able to. So we did want to mention here, this is coming out December 2nd. This is I'm guessing this is like all of Wave 1. I'm not sure exactly, but this is from Wizards of the Coast and available for $199, or actually $200, essentially, U.S. dollars directly from Wizards of the Coast. And what's really cool about this set is it comes packaged is it supposed to be the AllSpark or supposed to be the Energon Cube?
I'm guessing an Energon Cube,
because that's the name. I'm ruining your segment, Daryl.
That's okay.
But anyway, yeah, it is. It's a really nice package. I'm not sure how many existing players would go in for this, since they probably have all the cards already. But the packaging is just really nice. It looks like it has six of Waves 1's most prized character cards printed on semi-transparent plastic, and then has new art by Marcelo Mater, Dan Kana, and Ken Christensen. So it's a pretty cool. So
neat.
And then let's see. Next we have Peter Cullen. You might have heard of him. He does voices for a living. He is being honored by the Society of Voice Arts and Sciences. He is going to be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. And I'm guessing no one here would say that, you know, anyone really deserves it more than him. But this will be at the Voice Arts Awards Gala 2019 at Warner Brothers Studios, California, November 17th. So that will be awesome. Congratulations to Mr. Cullen. He has provided voices for pretty much our entire lives. So.
Mm-hmm.
This is long overdue. And then the last thing we have here is a Transformers Ninja, which is the Chinese series that we've heard about. We haven't really, we're probably not going to get this over here, but we have some more information about it. It's going to be 52 episodes at 11 minutes each, just like Cyberverse. That's pretty much it. It's going to be on China Central Television. It was supposed to debut this quarter, but we haven't heard anything more. So if we have any listeners in China, let us know more about it. But that is everything we have in media news.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We're going to move on now to Transforming Pop Culture.
All right, Daryl. So apparently there is a school in Columbus called Columbus Elementary, which I think is in South Carolina.
This is in, I'm guessing.
Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. I think, based off what I can't tell from this shitty website. But the teachers at the school took it upon themselves to devise a Transformers project and put their creativity lessons to the test this past Halloween by each teacher creating their own Transformers costume that transforms and blew their students' minds. It's actually a really cool thing to see. If you guys can take a second to check out the video on the link we provide. That is just super dope, and wish I had half that talent.
Yeah, this is a great thing. Apparently, they do something like this every year, and this one is to highlight STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And this is a great way to get your kids to pay attention. Like, they had headlights that worked, and it's really cool. I believe this is in New York or somewhere around New York State.
Cardboard is a hell of a material to build with.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. This is fun. It'd be fun for just the kids to see it, you know? That's the whole point, is the kids, if they're, you know, they're like, oh, my teacher was freaking Bumblebee today. What? Yeah, my teacher wore a Bumblebee costume. I mean, you're looking at them and they're all generally the same shape and you know, they all transform the same way. So they all had the same design. They just had to kind of paint them up differently. So
are you critiquing?
Yeah,
a little. For all this work,
but it looks good. That's what my point is, that it all looks really good. They all did a really good job. And yeah, to the kids don't care. The kids don't care that they're all the same. They look different. They're all different shapes they're all different colors and it's fun. I mean, I wish I had a teacher that did something like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, Daryl, that's it for pop culture.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode.
No.
I know. Nobody wrote in any feedback. Nobody sent us any voicemails. What the heck?
You never call, you never write.
At least send us money if you're not going to ask us questions.
I mean, we only get Yoshi for one episode a month. I mean, we got to make use of him. But we got nothing else for you here today. So we're going to let you go. But I'm going to let Yoshi's pre-recorded message tell you what to do at the end of the episode here. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. Anyway, you guys, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.